Hi, and welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandy. Today's topic is moving on after the end of a cycle and start a new one in the way we want it, in the way we wish it could happen, and understanding how what nature is all about, how things are natural, how the flow in and the flow out is natural in life, and we're going to move on forward using symbols, using what we have, using a new thought, using facts, and understanding the nature of cycles, of our lives. Now, first of all, let me give you right away the numbers that you can call if you want to have a section live with me. And this is toll-free, 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. Toll-free for U.S. and Canada is 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. Or you can call the direct line, dialing 001-530-876-3222, 001, which is the international code for U.S., 530-876-3222. And I am Vincent Sandy. You can come and visit my website, www.joycelestial.com, and sign up for my newsletter or open your free account, which will give you access to free material online. And there you can find techniques on how to develop your intuition, understanding which are the three prerequisites to attract your soulmate, and much, much more. Just go there and have a look. It's free. So today I would like to talk about how we can move on after the ending of a cycle. It is really important because sometimes when a cycle ends, we feel there's emptiness, there's a big void that we need to fill somehow. And it seems like a loss, and this loss can be in the form of anything. It can be in the form of a relationship. It can be in the form of, losing a job, losing an opportunity, or, something is not quite right. Before we were happy, and now something is not quite right. We are going into the down cycle, okay? Or maybe this loss can be something more, a little bit more sad, like, for example, the loss of a son. And we had an experience over here in Thailand that somebody just got killed, which is not far away, somebody from the school of a friend of mine. And we just realized everything is in a cycle, and things are moving on, both for people who die and both for people who are here. Now, of course, we have to understand one thing. When we come here on this planet, okay, we're not alone. The astrological chart that we have, for example, it is not our only astrological chart. That means, okay, you know your date of birth, you know when you were born, where you were born, you know the time, and that is you, that's great. But that is not just it. There is more. So if you want to understand more about yourself, you have to look at the astrological chart of your mother, of your father, of anyone who's really important for you and has strong connection with you, your son, your partner, somebody who has a strong influence on you at that moment. But not only, then you have to consider your country, where you're coming from. There is a common destiny. There is a common trend of consciousness that has a strong influence upon you in that moment. Then there is your country, there is who governs that country, there is the world. When there are certain conjunctions of planets on the sky, at that point, there's a chart generated, and that chart has a strong influence on your destiny. The way the chart relates to your astrological chart is really important. What we need to understand anyway is that all that we're living as individuals and the people around us and the events that seem to act upon us, they are just in a cycle. And they follow a rhythm. They follow a pattern. And when a cycle ends, instead of being confused, we should understand that maybe that cycle has fulfilled its mission, And it's time for us to move on to the next one. And it's not easy. And the main thing that makes it not easy is confusion, not clarity of mind. And what I would like to point out in this radio show is the tool, are the tools on how we can move on how we can recognize some suggestion. I don't mean it to be exhaustive. I remember that once, and we have to remember that the down cycle, everything that seems to go down, everything that seems to be extremely sad and hopeless, in truth, is exactly the same energy of everything that goes up, that seems full of power and hope and desires fulfilled, and is the same energy, only going on the other direction of the scale. In other words, there is one power operating at that level, and that same energy manifests either on the negative side or on the positive side. Therefore, if you take that energy, and this is just an anticipation, we're going to talk about this a little bit later, also more in detail. If you take that energy, exactly that same energy, and understand that that is the same energy to generate the opposite power, to generate the great power, the manifest, and that moves you on, that gives you a lot of joy, that gives you a lot of even wealth or success, everything. Then, if you learn how to use consciously that energy, identify that energy, and move it towards the positive through certain actions, you will shift your life, you will shift your energy. This is what I call life shifting. It is an important thing because we have to understand that the purpose of life is expansion, is rebirth. It's not death, because nothing really is dying. It is rebirth. Resurrection. This is what Jesus taught us. And once I was in a church, and it was a beautiful kind of ceremony of mass, because I was there and this priest was very inspiring and whatever, but at some point he gave the opportunity for everyone who wanted to go there and say something. And what I noticed is that most people were, yes, honest and sincere. I wanted to share their own sorrow, their own bad experiences with other people, because maybe they just needed to release something. That's fine. But they were very much focused on the negative. But I appreciated their sincerity. I appreciated that. But then I felt like I had to go there and say something as well. So I went there near the altar, on the microphone. There was quite a big crowd. Then I said, well, I really appreciate all your sincerity, really. But you have to remember one thing. We're all talking about how we are getting crucified in this life. But we have to remember that the main point that Jesus wanted to teach us is that after crucifixion, there is resurrection. There is resurrection. And I know this is very hard for some people to understand, especially for people who have lost someone. But there is resurrection. After I said that, and I seem to have quite a lot of approval, and also from the priest, who was quite an inspiring priest sitting next to me, and then I went sitting again, and somebody else came up and talked, and then he said, yes, I mean, you might be right, might be resurrection, but I cannot accept the fact that I lost my child 2 months ago. And I felt so sorry for that woman, not because she was saying something wrong, because I also felt that maybe it was not respectful for her sorrow. But this is true. We have to understand that if somebody goes and we are still here, maybe their cycle is finished, but our cycle is not finished. And if that person, this is why I told you about the astrological charts of people around us that might influence, if that person has a strong or had a strong influence on us, by terminating, by putting an end to your own cycle in the way that you should do, that means keeping on, moving on until you complete your mission, okay? When you've done that, you elevate your life. You move on to the next step. You elevate your life to the point where you elevate all the other charts that have to do with you. That means, for example, if in the yoga tradition, okay, let's talk in the yoga tradition because this is where I come from, and I would like to share this with you as well. In the yoga tradition, if somebody goes through a spiritual path and at the end finds total freedom, or even if you're not a yogi that has to go into a cave, but you find total mastery over your mind, at that point, you have moved on to the next step where you have total mastery of your life, and that's quite an elevation of your soul. At that point, you have elevated not only yourself, but all the other charts, all the other cycles that are relating to you at that moment. And that means that your mother, your father, the person who has passed on, you're elevating them as well because they relate to you. You elevate, and believe it or not, you elevate your country. You elevate the people who govern your country. You elevate the world. That's why you are so important. It is so important for each of us to understand life is made of cycles. Sometimes cycles come to an end because that mission is complete. We have to move on if we're still here to complete our own mission so that everything can be elevated and nothing really dies. Now, when a cycle ends, the most important thing to understand and to overcome that void, make a smooth change. Don't change from 0 to 100. One step at a time, one step only. If you cannot see the whole picture of where you're going, if you don't understand what your next cycle is about, still, I'm going to tell you a few tricks for you to understand what kind of cycle you might be in, but then you can create also your own kind of references. But if you don't understand in which cycles you're in or you're going to, then do only one step. Do something small that puts you right away in a better position. Do something. Do small baby steps and do simple steps. The simpler the step you're taking towards a positive change, the simpler your life is. Simpler your life is, the more clarity you have for your mind, the more grounding you have, the more things you can do in order to change your life towards the best, towards the best. Now, there are obviously bigger cycles and smaller cycles, okay? A cycle is something natural. It's a pattern repeating or something moving, like day and night. That's a cycle, okay? And things end and things begin. Why things end? Because we mature, we grow up, okay? So at some point, something that was useful 1 month ago, 1 year ago, 1 day ago, now it's changed. Now it's time to move on. The time has come to move on. Your mission there is complete. And we have to remember also that when we are on the up cycle, that means when we are feeling, and this happens all the time, there are times when we're feeling so high and so happy that it's easy to forget about the down cycles. When we are happy and joyful, we always think that we're never going to have another down cycle anymore, another sadness anymore. But we have to remember that this is kind of the process of life, so we're going to have a down cycle. When you're there in the up cycle, you have a lot of energy, and that energy, part of the energy must be used, this is my advice for you, must be used to prepare a comfort ground for the down cycle that will come. So when you're there, understand where you are going. When you're there in the up cycle, understand, this is where my life is going. You have clear vision in that moment. Write everything down so that when you're in the down cycle, you review that. You review what you wrote, you review what you said, and you can realize where your life is really moving. Because when you're in the dying cycle, life is not easy at all. And we need to understand that in the up cycles, we have lots of clear ideas, and we can move easily. We don't get attached to situations so heavily as in a down cycle. Therefore, it's easy for our mind to travel far away and understand where we are. And if you find yourself now in the down cycle, make an effort. Bring your mind back to the last up cycle, to the last or to the most positive up cycle you can remember, and try to, once you're there, try to find what it was that pushed you forward, what it is that you had in your mind that could move your mind towards a positive direction. Write that down. Doesn't matter if you believe it now or not, because you will see them when you will come up in the up cycle. That will be real. There will be something that you wrote that makes sense in that moment, okay? And in the up and down cycles, as I said before, one thing is really important. Remember, the same energy is moving up and down. The down, the sadness, the sorrow is the same energy as joy and pleasure, only in the opposite direction. If you're conscious of this, if you can somehow grasp this meaning and identify that movement within you, okay, at that point, you can bring that energy up into the opposite direction. This is the concept, for example, of Kriya Yoga. And it is quite a natural thing. If you see a happy child, child are spontaneous. When they're happy, they almost jump and they go up. And when they're sad, they go down with the spine and the posture is terrible. And, you know, when they're happy, they become straight easily and they tend to go up. And this is true for all human beings as well. And when they're sad, they tend to go down. This is the concept, the main concept of yoga. We have these cycles of life within ourselves. We are living them within ourselves. We live them to an intensity that depends on our karma, on our chakras, on our system is working, and etc. If we act on our system to alter the cycle, our life will change. We can do that through Kriya Yoga. Because Kriya Yoga is a yoga technique that acts directly on the energies in the spine. And it acts directly on these cycles of life and brings it to a center where we can command the energy to go towards the positive side or towards the negative side. And obviously, the more it goes to the positive, the more mastery you gain, the more divine you become. And this is getting closer to our nature. I mean, the cycles of up and down, we have to understand, are there to make us understand we can be master of them. Go back inside, understand that everything relates to your own up and downs in your own energetical system, and it relates to you in through the love cycles in the external world, but still you can alter those cycles through your willpower, through the practice of certain techniques, especially Kriya Yoga, in my opinion. Now, to move on, before we move on, I want to give again the phone numbers and toll-free for USA, 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. I welcome your call. Even if you have questions upon the subject we're talking today or other things, please give a call so that I can clarify things for you. And, of course, your call will help also other people who might have the same questions or something similar. And you're also welcome to write an email to me. And my email is livejoy@joycelestial.org. Not .com is the website, but .org. And, of course, you can write me an email through my website. It's quite easy over there. You can see you can go to the contact list, to the contact button, and then write me an email. Or you can call toll-free U.S. and Canada, 888-815-9756. 1-888-815-9756, or you can call the direct line 001-530-876-3222. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your support. Thank you so much. Now, how are we moving on? First of all, try to understand which cycles you're in, which cycle you're ending. To do that, you have to use your symbols. You have to understand what is life relating, how is life relating to you in a symbolic way. Understand in which cycles you're in and push things into the new direction that is coming, okay? And what was the nature of the cycles you were living? For example, I like to understand when something happens to me, I try to understand what is the symbolic meaning of this cycle. And sometimes I realize that I could go, for example, through water and to a fire element, and then I'm going to the earth element, and then I feel the need for the air element. So I know that if I went through a fire element, that means action. Maybe now I need earth element, that means grounding. What I did through action. And for example, if you want to keep this in mind for the elements, that can be applied to any event of your life, okay? Fire is action, motivating, initiating spark. Water is feeling and also ability to be flexible and relating to the world around you. Then the earth is grounding, being loyal to something, stabilizing what you have a stable life stability. Then you have air, which is knowledge, skills, intellectual stuff. And this is in general. And then you can relate it to yourself. You have already the keys within yourself to understand these elements. Okay? So, for example, use these symbolic things. What kind of element was predominant in the last cycle you were living? Now, it does not matter. This is what I want to underline. It doesn't matter if you understand completely what kind of cycles you were in, because there might be many aspects of that cycle, and that's fine. You have to understand, though, in order to move on, only one key thing that you consider the key thing in that cycle. Once you understand that, you're moving towards something. Once you start to have a dialogue with your own life, conscious dialogue, and you start to follow your life in a certain way, you will never get lost. There will be something that will still be happening there. You can get an active role in your life for real. So, for example, something happens, try to understand which one of the elements was predominant in the cycle. If it was air, you were acquiring skill and knowledge. Now maybe it's time, depends on your need, you know which elements should you move on, okay? Use your intuition and common sense at the same time. So water, you just did air, which is maybe acquiring skills. Let's say, this is just an example, acquiring skills and knowledge in order to go somewhere. Now once you did that, the next step can be on the earth, fire, and water. You see, you don't have to repeat the air anymore if you already did it, okay? So forget about that. Now you have to move other towards earth, which is concretizing, stabilizing something, making stable something, being loyal to something, or water, being flexible now and understand more possibilities, or expand your vision on what you want to do, or fire, taking action on something. And choose which one of these is the next cycle. Which one of these is your next step? If you did skills, then maybe you want to concretize something. You want to put something into, you want maybe be sure that what you've learned is really there. So that then you can take action. Or maybe once you learn something that you want to move to this and you make sure that you really have it, that it's grounded, within you, then maybe you want to expand it and be flexible and see and seek from different angles, and that is the water element. So understand the nature of the elements and understand that they are dominating some of our cycles, okay? Then you can also create your own symbols, because nature speaks to you, life speaks to you through your own symbols. Just try to be aware, okay? And you can take forces of nature, which can relate to the elements as well, but I don't know, you can think of the light. You can think of the eight aspects of God, which are sound, light, peace, calmness, joy. And this can be a little bit more difficult to understand because they're all positive. These aspects are all positive. But behind everything that happens in our life, there is this power behind, the eight aspects behind that. And I explained that in one of my past shows. Please go back there and have a look at those. And I explain under how behind every event of our life, there is one of those eight aspects acting. Again, these aspects are calmness, peace, joy, light, power, wisdom, love, sound. And let me see if I missed something. No, that's all that it is. And behind everything that we're doing, we are motivated by one of these sources. These eight aspects are what we are aiming forward. In other words, you can also mix the elements, cycle of the elements, and say, I am in the fire cycle because I'm aiming towards wisdom, or because I'm aiming towards power. Once you have understood in which kind of cycles you are and where you're aiming at, where you're going, okay, obviously you can't relate these forces to anything that is happening in your life, but you're using the real forces that are acting in natures behind the cycles. And if you understand that, you start moving with the universe. You start moving towards where your life is going. You stop being confused. You bring clarity upon where your life is going. For example, for me, naturally, last thing I was into for me was the air cycle. In the air cycle, I was studying more, experimenting more, understanding more, because I wanted to get to a state of peace where nothing is due. This is what I value in life. This is my own value. And now I'm moving to the earth cycle. And in this transition, there seems to be a void. There seems to be happiness, but an emptiness, sorry, there seems to be emptiness. In that emptiness, I know there's a smooth transition towards the earth element. And in, as obviously as a cycle. And in that moment, I understand that I will be in the earth element when I'm concretizing, when I'm putting when I'm putting my feet on the ground, when I'm grounding myself, and understand how to share with people probably what I got from the air cycle. And these cycles repeat themselves only in different ways. So also remember that you can also create your own symbols. And we have our own symbols. When we dream, for example, we have our own symbols. And it is really important to understand the relationship between our dreams and our day, so that you can understand what your symbols are. When you dream, you wake up in the morning, you write down your dream, the main things, the things that really got your attention. You don't have to write all the dreams, just the things that got your attention strongly. And then write on the next page, or maybe you can divide the page in two. On one side you write the dream, and on the other side you write the main things that happened in your life that got your attention. And do that for a month, or even a little more, or a little less, it depends. After a month, anyway, go back and see the relationship between the symbols of the dream and what happened. And most of the times, maybe you will see something that repeats. Like every time you dreamt a circle with a fire around it, okay, maybe something was happening. Now, we have to understand that some symbols of dreams, some dream symbols, are just subconscious, and yes, they do relate to what is happening, but this practice becomes really interesting when you start meditating, because your meditative mind gets in tune with super consciousness, which is where we get universal guidance. Therefore, the more you meditate, the more your mind is used to let go of all limitations, to stay in tune with the divine. And when you sleep, you get divine symbols, and that's divine guidance, that's divine warnings, that's divine talking to you, that's the divine talking to you, and how you relate with the divine as well. So by understanding these symbols, when you are in a peaceful state, when you are in a beautiful meditative state, you can change those symbols, you can understand them, you create a map where you can write which cycles you're in, what symbols are acting in your life, etc. Now, another thing that you can do, okay, is when you want to move on, once you understood the symbols, and I really suggest to use the elements to understand the cycle, because it's very easy, and the eight aspects of God as the direction of where you're going. It's really important, because you're in this cycle, but where are you actually going? And when you're where you're going to, you have to identify where you're going, not too much, if you are confused, as a concrete goal, but as the union with one of these eight aspects, which are peace, calmness, sound, light, joy, power, love, and wisdom. Where are you going? To one of these eight aspects. And the cycles you're in is one of the elements. Water, earth, water, fire, and air. Okay? Another thing you can do to move on to a new cycle. You can just use what you have. Something is gone. That's fine. How now can you move on right away? First of all, have you noticed what else do you have in your life? Notice the blessings you haven't noticed up until now. You might have wonderful friends. You might still have a wonderful job if you lost somebody. Or if you lost the job, you might have lots of love. Maybe it's time for you to reevaluate some kinds of relationships. And that's a new cycle beginning already, where you're learning something about relationships, for example. You have to understand that sometimes a cycle ends because it has to give way to a new one, to a new way of learning something, to a new way of experiencing life. So notice what you have already around you, the blessings that you might have. If you've lost your job, maybe it's time to move towards what you love, or to understand what you love. In other words, try to reconcile with your heart. Put your heart there and understand what you already have. Be grateful for what you have. I remember I was traveling from Thailand to Italy for Christmas. When I came back from Italy and got back to Thailand, I realized how lucky I was, because I live in a place that I really love. The place is beautiful, and I only dreamt of a place like this before. And I have beautiful friends. I have the time to do anything I want, and I realized how lucky I am. But I couldn't see it because I was too much involved with the things that I was doing. So when I got back, I was able to see it under a new light. You see, I had to interrupt the cycle by leaving it first. And once I got back, I could see it under a different light. So sometimes things end up because we have to see them after a different light, or we have to see something else through a different light. And I realized also that whatever is mine cannot be taken away from me. If it's not yours, if it's not mine, then that's okay. Just accept it. It was yours for maybe some time, but maybe it's not yours forever. The best thing to do is to use what you have at that moment in your life, bring your attention there, and move on from there. And value yourself and express this value in your new life. Start thinking well about yourself. And once you understand this value of yourself, project that value into your new life. Another thing is facts. To move on, use facts. Reinvent yourself. You are not your thoughts. So which thoughts would you like to have? Now, I know that this is going sort of against the tide now, but Paramahansa Yogananda, one of the greatest masters of our time, I always talk about him because I admire him so much, and he taught me so much. He said, thoughts are universally and not individually rooted. That means that the thoughts you're getting into your life, into your mind, are the thoughts you're welcoming. And it's true, thoughts, according to the yoga tradition and according to the real metaphysical tradition of everyone, and see, quite everyone is quite in agreement with that, thoughts are things. That means that is matter. A thought is matter. Subtle matter, right? But if you think the thought constantly, that it will concretize itself at some point. But the problem is, when we think that those thoughts are ours, we cannot get rid of them. Now, those thoughts are not ours. They're universally present. We just tune into them like a radio. Okay? Like a radio, we tune into those thoughts like a radio. In other words, what is it that tunes us into these thoughts? Now I'm going to attempt to give you an explanation, which can be quite difficult, but it just came, so I'm going to give it to you. Let's see. If we put a radio here, okay, and we turn on the radio, obviously the radio is a machine that changes that signal, that is able to grasp that signal, and instead of a linear, it becomes a square signal, I think. Yes, I'm not sure that this is the right word in English, but please forgive me, but I'm going to share with you as I think it is. And angular. And once it is this angular signal, once it is able to grasp angularly this signal, then we can hear what's coming up on the radio, okay? Now, we have within ourselves some kind of angular energy. In other words, our system works in a way that is not linear. If it is totally linear, we are totally free. We don't have problems. We don't have anything bad happening or even anything good happening. We're just totally free. But we have in our system some kind of angular energy. That angular energy, imagine your line broken by an angular line, okay? The angular energy attracts that kind of thought, and that's it. So this is how your system works. If you manage to balance your lines from angular energy to linear energy, you're totally aligned. This is what it's meant when people say alignment. Now, through this, you understand the thoughts are not yours. It depends on your system. Depends on how your energy is angular or linear or where. So if you want to realign yourself, first of all, you can use techniques like Kriya Yoga, you can use yoga techniques, things that realign the three parts of yourself, the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, the superconscious mind, as I always said. But also, you can start with the body and the mind, like yoga, hatha yoga, simple, then doing some meditation that will allow you to go deep into yourself and pass the subconscious to go into the superconscious. So you will find alignment of all your system. I've noticed that once I did that, I was able to step out of all kinds of cycles, any kind of cycles I was going through, even though it was really confusing, really hard to bear. As soon as I started to do some physical exercise that would allow me to unite my body and mind, and that doesn't mean you have to do yoga, you have to do whatever you want, but do something that allows you to realign your body and mind. Be sure to use your mind in it. And then, after that, relax and go deep within yourself so that you can realign not just body and mind, but also move into the depth of yourself and realign even that. Once you're totally aligned, you've moved on into the next cycle. And from there, you can choose which cycles you want to experiment. The same power acts in the bad and the good. Therefore, whatever it is you've been experiencing at that point, you can shift it towards the opposite. Another thing is, sometimes you just don't have the time. You find yourself in a bad cycle, in a bad moment, and you don't know how to shift that moment. Now, and a way to do that is to use your conscious effort through this law of opposites. Once I found myself, for example, I always talk through my experience, obviously. I was in a spiritual community, and I was in a state of quite of depression. And this was like, let's say, 7 years ago. And I started to feel so sad and depressed. So what can I do here? Then and some kind of anger also was coming out because I don't want to feel like this. You know, I was just trying to react. But obviously, I felt depressed because I felt like I could not do anything about it. And what I did at that point, I started to serve people, to give to other people with kindness. Every time I felt that anger, I realized that anger was exactly the opposite of kindness, let's say, or something similar. You don't have to define it. But I started to be very gentle and kind, serving each one in front of me plates because it was time for food. And after 5 minutes, my mood totally shifted and I began to realign myself, to rebalance myself, because the energy was exactly the same, only I directed it in the opposite direction. Every time you feel some anger, do an act of kindness and mean it. Don't worry about what people would think of you. Don't worry about what you would think of you. Every time you feel a sense of failure, do something that requires high work of the mind. And from there, do something small that you're successful at. And that will create magnetism. And that magnetism will attract a bigger success. A sense of failure, you can create a sense of accomplishment by putting your mind into something totally. Okay? Every time you feel lonely, start to commit, to connect from the heart. Every time you feel lonely, start connecting from the heart to everyone. After a short time, you will start seeing like you're part of family and you're not lonely. Now, what is very important is to understand in the cycles that there are two kinds of cycles, two kinds of patterns repeating. Some of them, one is natural, is a natural way of interacting with the universe. In other words, we have you as a human being, which has a divine potential. You have your own way to interact with the universe. And that way, it has patterns in it. I mean, that is it. This is how you work. This is how your machine, this is how your system works. And after you do a certain thing, you open a certain door, and you connect with the universe. That's your own unique system to connect with the universe. That's a pattern within yourself. That's a cycle you have to go through within yourself to connect and interact with the universe. That's a thing that you should not change. I mean, that's how you work, okay? And you cannot change it. And that's fantastic. Once you recognize that, once you understand how you do connect with the universe, that's your pattern through which you can connect with it. That's great. And this is where you have moved on in your life. So that pattern will allow you to get guidance to move on in your life. That is just how you work. For example, a car has a certain mechanism within it, and when you turn on the car, there are certain parts of it that will give power and et cetera. Now, I'm not a mechanic, but there's a way to which the car works, okay? But the other kind of pattern, that's the damaging one. If the car goes always around the same block, that kind of pattern is a pattern that you want to avoid, okay? So you have, as your system, you have your own car that works in a certain way, and you have to respect that and take care of that. And the other pattern that you have to break is the recycling pattern. Those patterns that are recycling themselves on and on, you have to break them, okay? Really important. Break those cycles. Break those cycles. How do you do that? By the way that we did. We have to understand where our life is going, what you're looking at. What is it that you are aiming at? Okay? Remember, to start also, when you want to move on into a new cycle, remember that your mind needs to be fed exactly as your body needs to be fed. Your mind is really important. I've seen that in some spiritual traditions, they don't give so much importance to what is going on in the mind, because they say everything is pure awareness, which is true, and within that, we don't care what's going on in our minds, because anyway, everything is impermanent. But if I go to those people and I ask them, excuse me, do you give food to your body? Do you eat? They say, yes, I do eat. And then I say, okay, but can you stop eating forever without dying? And most of them, they would say, no, I cannot. I have to eat because my body needs food. So your mind needs food as well. That is part of your system. You cannot see it, but you know it's there, isn't it? Because you use your mind to do everything. Your mind is totally a very important part of you. So you have to give the right food for your mind. And why do I say that? Because what is one of the obstacles that will not allow you to move on in life after a cycle ends is the fact that your mind is totally confused, because you just feed with whatever comes up, usually. You just want to find release, therefore you don't put any effort in feeding your mind because you just want to find relief, and I understand that. But you would find real relief if you start putting healthy food for your mind. Also, so you have to feed your body in the right way, feed your mind in the right way, so that you can have the tools when something comes up to move on to the next cycle, and feed your spirit or your soul in the right way. What are the things that uplift your spirit in a constructive way? You have to analyze those things, put them down, and do them. If swimming brings you to a level of total alertness of mind and body and soul, of alignment, you should do that. If meditation does that, do it. If playing does that, do it. Okay? So what are the things that nurture your spirit? If painting, reading, doing what you love. Those are those things, after you did them, you feel like your soul is elevated. Okay? So these things are really important for nurturing your soul. At that point, you become aware of what your soul needs. You know what your mind needs and what your mind is about, how your mind works. You have to become a master of your mind, a master of your body, and a master of your soul. How do you go through all this process? One step at a time. So let's review that again. We have the last 10 minutes, and I would like to give you the numbers in case you want to call the last moment. Toll free for USA, 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. USA and Canada, 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Or you can call the direct line, 001-530-876-3222. You can visit my website, www.joycelestial.com. You can open your free account there where you can find access to free material, and there you will find techniques to develop your intuition, meditation techniques, articles, some archives of this show, and more. Things will expand gradually. Please tune in, sign up to my newsletter, tune in to the show, and you can also download the archives of this show through this website, BBS Radio. If you're a member, please become a member, because there's a wealth of information on this radio show. And in my past classes, I call them classes, my past shows, but they are in truth classes, master classes upon different subjects. I give lots of tools, techniques, and principles that can help you to change your life and become a master of your mind, master of your life. Please download them, listen to them continuously. And I'm happy if you write with questions, with clarifications. I'm happy to give any clarification to you. I'm happy to discuss this further. I'm here to help you, so please don't be shy and write. Before we move on, actually we're moving on now, I want to also make you understand that your life as a whole, and here I'm taking the astrological symbols, your life as a whole is not just one area. If you go, and this is where the astrological symbols, symbolism comes very handy in the analyzation of a person's life. And here I'm not talking that you should use astrology necessarily as a predictive system, but you can use it definitely in its symbolic language to help you become what you want. You don't have to be under the influence of a planet, but you can understand how astrology is based upon, what astrology is based upon, so that you can move from there. For example, there are 12 houses in an astrology chart, and each one of these houses relates to an area of your life. And each one of us, more or less, has a strong house more than another one. But we all have an influence, and we all go through these 12 houses. That means, for example, the first house is the house of your personality, is the house of your body, is the house of how you see the world, of your childhood environment, okay, is how you relate to the world. And the first house is part of you. Obviously, this is an area of your life. So analyzing this life, you can understand what I mean is, if you look at these houses, which I'm going through now, if you look at these houses, you will understand that your cycle, in whatever element is, can be fire, earth, air, water, as we talked before, and wherever you're going into one of those eight aspects, it can be, that cycle can be just confined to one or two of these houses. But your whole self is much wider. Okay? So the first talent is your personality, your body, how you see the world, your childhood environment. And the second house, this is another area of your life, is your wealth, what you possess, what you have, your values, your finances. What is the memory track of your soul? Okay, this is the second house. So this is another area of your life. So your cycle might be in the first house. You're living a cycle of the first house, maybe, and you live, or you're living a cycle of the second house, and it's different, you see. Which part of you is coming up now, it's an important thing to consider, because eventually we move from the first to the second, to the third to the fourth, until we get to the 12th, and then we start again. So this is a bigger cycle into a smaller cycle, okay? Then we have the third house. We have a third area of our lives, which is the area of how we communicate, our communication of brothers, sisters, short journeys, our conscious mind, our neighbors. We have the fourth house, which is the house of the of home, the home environment, the lands, your mother is there, the end of things. Okay. Then we have the fifth house, which is the house of creativity, of romance, of entertainment, of children, of beauty, of God consciousness also. And also, but also when it's turned badly to speculation and pleasures in a negative way, but it can be pleasure also in a positive way. Then we have the house, the sixth house of service, work, vocation, health, sickness, hospitals, servants, your culture, your own culture. Are you influenced by your own culture? And you see, in which cycles you're in which aspects of your life are affecting these cycles you're in. Then you have the seventh house, which is the house of marriage, partnership, gender, public, open enemies, the not-self. You see, the first house was about your personality, your body, how you see the world. And the seventh, it's not you. It's the not you. It's partnerships. Then the eighth house is opposite to the second. If you take an astrological chart, you will see that everything is like in a round circle. The second, the eighth house, it's another area of your life, which is opposite to the second one. The second one was about your wealth and your possession. The eighth one is the wealth of the other people. The death and dying, maybe what you receive as an inheritance. Or also, what you receive as an inheritance as knowledge, spiritual knowledge also. Death. Okay? That's the ability to go beyond what you actually have. So this is another area of your life. Then you have the ninth house, where we find your higher education, your philosophy, your law, the law of religion, long journeys, foreign countries, your long trips, higher education, higher knowledge, aspirations, expanding your knowledge, okay? And this is opposite to the third house, which was about communication and brothers and sisters. Now you're expanding your communication through higher knowledge and through philosophy in the ninth house. You see why things from the first house are evolving up into the higher houses, okay? And these are just aspects, let me repeat that, of your life. Then we have the tenth house. And if your fourth house was the house of your mother, the home, and how you relate to your home and to the environment right away around you, the houses and lands. Now, on the 10th house, we have father, the authority, or becoming an authority, like your fame, your honor, your dharma. What is it that you're authoritative about? Your responsibilities, how you have to use your ambitions, your methods. Okay? So the 10th house is that area of your life. So with the cycles that you're in, you must analyze them and you see in which areas of this life are relating. So if you use a symbology like this one of the astrological symbols, you can really understand where where your life is going, what is happening. Once you have control of that, which is not that difficult, you start having clarity upon what's happening in your life. You start relating to the cosmos, to the universe, through its own language. Now, we're about to finish. Let me just tell you the last two houses. The 11th house is the house, the area of your life about friends, aspirations, hopes, wishes, organization, the clan. And it's opposed to the 5th house, creativity, romance, children, and God consciousness. In other words, speculations and pleasures. In other words, the 5th house was like having love just for yourself. The 11th house can be about expanding for a wider benefit. Your knowledge, your love, and your whatever it is beautiful that you have. Okay? Then we have the 12th house, the last area, which is opposed to the service, work, vocation, health, sickness, servants, and your culture of the 6th house. But on the 12th house, we have the karma, the self-help, the hidden enemies. In other words, in the 6th house, we have to do service and work, and we have our own vocation in order to serve people. But on the 12th house, we serve people by transcending what it is that is worldly. And we elevate all that is around us through elevating ourselves, through achieving and bringing to an end what it is that is our mission in life, moving on to our next cycle, understanding that everything is moving and everything has a purpose. Thank you for listening. BBSradio.com, station 1, next Saturday, 10 p.m., with Awareness of the Soul, with your host, Vincent Sandeep for Thailand, Sunday, 1 p.m. Thank you for listening again. Visit my website, www.joycelestia.com. And see you next week. Thank you.